Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's been a while now since we've known, obviously several years that we've known that we're going to be seeing Eskom split into three entities, and they are very proud to announce Eskom SOC, as well as the Department of Public Enterprises, that the National Transmission Company of South Africa has officially started trading. This is a major milestone for the NTCSA's establishment. It's now constituted as a separate and distinct wholly owned subsidiary of Eskom, and it's a big step in that DPE roadmap that is to split the legal separation between generation, distribution and transmission. I'm joined this evening by Interim CEO Sekgomotlo Skeppers, who is going to tell us a little bit more about the first day of operation. Sekgomotlo, thank you so much. Welcome to Kaya Biz. How are you?
Good evening, Refido. I am well. Thank you very much.
Excellent. So talk to us about this first day of trading and the significance of it.
Yes, indeed. So NTCSA, the National Transmission Company South Africa, started trading on the 1st of July, 2024. And today we are having marking a celebratory moment for the handover of and the establishment of the company.
Right.
The company basically constitutes the transmission business previously in the transmission division of Eskom. This has now moved into the new subsidiary. We have a new board since February of this year that is now conducting, having oversight over the NTCSA and the transmission business in the country. The company essentially carries out the operations and maintenance of the transmission network. It's also responsible as a system operator for the country, and very importantly, is dealing with, among others, the expansion of the transmission network in order to connect new generators across the country, as well as to ensure that we can connect new customer demand as required.
So this is, in terms of being the system operator, this is going to become, I suppose, increasingly more complex than it used to be, insofar as you will now be trading not only with Eskom generation, but with the independent power producers in this going forward. Am I right?
Yes, quite correct. So the system operator role is supposed to focus on just ensuring that supply and demand are balanced at all times, and that's a role that transmission division previously carried out. But an additional role that will come about under NTCSA is the one of market operator that is intended to provide trading platforms where you can have generators, distributors, traders to actually trade power. And NTCSA is expected to develop this market operator function over the course of the next few years once the new Electricity Regulation Amendment Act comes into effect.
So just help us understand a little bit better, Sekgomotlo. So as market operator, this would allow even individual households to participate on that platform in order to sort of say, okay, I'm switching to my solar or I'm drawing from the grid?
So there will be different levels of trading.
Okay.
As part of the work that must happen, where the industry must actually decide and design the market code and the rules of trade, a decision will come out as to what makes sense for South African situation. There are countries where up to individual households participate in the market, but there are other countries where it is more at the wholesale level, where it is bigger customers, municipalities, large industries that participate in the market, as well as generators, whether they be state-owned or private, that participate in the market. But this is part of the journey that we will have to undertake in the next few years.
Okay, so the president did sign the ERA in August, I believe. So how long will this take to start actually playing out?
Indeed, the president did sign the act, and it is correct as you are reporting. There is still to be a specific date that the president will announce when that act becomes effective. And when that happens, in essence, MTCSA will be required to carry out those specific activities and responsibilities that are outlined in the act. Those include the transmitter role, which is looking after the network and expanding the network, dealing with the maintenance of the extra high voltage network in the country, the system operator role. But the market operator role will require, firstly, for the market code to be developed. NTCSA has been undertaking several workshops involving stakeholders in debating and coming up with what we call the market code. But ultimately, this market code will require NERSA to review it and ultimately approve it, as well as for NTCSA to have a specific license for the market operator and to then provide to those trading platforms. So this will be a journey over probably 2 to 3 to 4 years. We will see exactly how long that will take. But it's very important to make sure it is done right, because it deals both with security of supply, but also with financial trading for the selling and buying of electricity between different players through this platform that NTCSA will be developing in the next 2 years.
Sure. So, Khumoko, can you just take us a little bit into your confidence here about your perspective on this market code? Because I think that's the area that most of our listeners would care for. The intention of the NTCSA and a separate entity as a transmission operator as well as a market operator was to improve the competitiveness of the market, perhaps even the transparency of the market. We're sitting at a sort of a precipice now where there's a bit of a standoff between what Eskom would like from NERSA in terms of a tariff hike and a number of political players who are pushing back on that, and of course all of this affecting our pockets. In what way, for example, in this coming 2-3 years of rolling out this market code, do you see yourself improving the competitive landscape, and I hope, and you know, improving the ability for us to actually be able to draw from more cost-effective sources of electricity, be they IPPs or Eskom at that particular point?
Absolutely. So the rationale behind the market operator and those trading platforms is, in fact, to stimulate competition. The platforms provide a space where different generators will be able to put their bids for how much electricity they wish to charge customers, and customers will have to also then indicate the prices that they are willing to expect to accept. So the competition on the generation side is in fact what is expected to help contribute to bringing more efficiency in the electricity sector, and in the medium to longer term we expect that to also help to bring the costs of electricity down.
Got you. Okay. And then talk to us, the third sort of pillar of operation for the NTCSA. You spoke about the transmission and, of course, the terms upon which you'll buy energy from the generators. But the import and export side of it, the South African power pool, Southern African power pool, to what extent do we see our neighboring countries sort of relying a bit more on us?
Indeed, as we speak today, NTCSA does have a license for import and export. So in that sense, it participates in the Southern African power pool, which is in itself a competitive market. This allows us an opportunity either to export power when we have surplus, which does happen occasionally, but at the same time, it also affords us an opportunity to import if there is well-priced power available in the region. So this is a dynamic platform, and import and export change all the time.
Yes.
Also based on this competitive pricing of electricity between different suppliers and generators.
Well, hoping for the best for the National Transmission Company South Africa and in your role as interim CEO. Thank you so much, Sekgo Motlo, for joining us this evening. Activity is finally underway as of today. That's Sekgo Motlo Skeepers, who is the interim CEO.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.